This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Poetry can push you out of your comfort zone. It can challenge your perceptions. It can make you think. A new book of poems has been released by Sibling Rivalry Press. It's titled The Dozen, and these poems will make you think. The author is Casey Rocheteau, and she joins me now. Before talking about your poetry, I'd like to give the listeners a little example. Would you please read the poem, The First Time I Was Black, for us?
Sure. The first time I was black. I was staring out the sliding glass door at the mourning doves in the backyard. My white mother came up behind me and said that if anyone didn't want to be my friend at school, it was their loss. I asked, "Why would anyone not want to be my friend?" "Well," she said, "because you're black." I looked at my hands, uncomprehending. It only took until 9 years old to fully understand her riddle. There was no family Christmas that year, for fear my neo-Nazi uncle, newly out of jail, would massacre his sister's swamp-blooded children and his sisters who had transgressed and their lovers who were born. When the police discovered him, he flung his AK-47 into Hyannis Harbor, and when he returned, after another bid, I learned the recurring embrace of a family which forgives all the wrong things. As I grew, it was clear that bodies not built for waltzes were the only ones that would catch and hold me. My inheritance, emulation of unconditional reluctance to give up. I did not renounce my name, but chose genocide's ashtray, to run into the black, into what they'd named me.
That's our guest, Casey Rocheteau, reading her poem, The First Time I Was Black. I don't think we can talk about your poetry without talking about racism, and in your case, racism starts at home. Could you tell us about that?
Sure. I mean, it's a bit complicated, and the way you put that made it seem like I was, you know, living with a tribe of Klansmen, but that wasn't quite the case. But my mother's brother, when he was young, started stealing cars, went to jail, and he's a smaller dude and I think kind of fell in with the Aryan Brotherhood, but really took it to heart. You know, the poem comes out of when I was 9 years old. He had left a hit list with his cellmate in Denver, that included some cops from my town and then pretty much every single family member who was black or who had married or had children with a black person. And we didn't have family Christmas. So it's been one of these things about my life that's been sort of hovering over me in certain ways, because at a very young age, I really understood this extent to which racism was turned into violence and how that violence was aimed at me specifically.
As I read your poems, I kept thinking, these are not happy, pretty little poems. These are powerful, sometimes gut-wrenching. You've got a lot to say, and I'm wondering, who do you want to hear what you're saying?
I think there's different audiences for different pieces. So there's certain things, like there's a poem in the book called Guided Meditation. And I wrote that poem years ago, but it was this idea of I was in an arts collective and I would perform a lot to audiences of younger white folks. And so that was something that I was like, let's think about racism, but I'm going to aim this at you. I want you to think about the things that maybe you don't think about in your everyday life. But I think overall, who I want to hear my poetry, anyone who can connect to it, anyone who can find any sort of solace or even empathize and say, you know, I've been through that too, and this is really hard, and I want to connect to this person or know that in my struggle, someone hears me.
As I perceived it while reading it, your poetry gives voice to those which society often chooses not to hear, the oppressed, the misunderstood, the others. Where do you dig down to find inspiration for that kind of work?
I look at America.
Look out the front door, right?
Right, exactly, because it's, to me, so evident that when we talk about the people that are oppressed and groups that are facing all kinds of different obstacles societally, that's actually the majority of people, and we're led to believe that it is actually the minority. So to me, I think the news, my family, my everyday life, just sort of some poems will start as little vignettes of things that just happen to me in my day-to-day life, that maybe it's something that's like a microaggression. And then sometimes it's something that I want to think about a little bit more broadly, or something that's troubling me. And usually those are the things that I write into, is what troubles me at the core of my spirit.
As I'd mentioned in the introduction, the name of the book is The Dozen. Tell me about that term.
Sure. So The Dozens is, it's always difficult to describe it, but it is part of an African-American tradition. The Dozens being sort of, you go back and forth, snapping and sort of insulting each other. And it's this idea of like, I'm going to tell your mama jokes to toughen you up, because when you go out into the real world, there's going to be way worse things that happen to you.
Is this like smack talk?
Kind of, yeah. But the history of The Dozens is sort of interesting, because people will say different things about where it comes from, that you do this in spurts of 12. So you go back and forth with two people, and, you know, each person gets six out or something like that. And then there's also, I've read accounts where the dozens start on the idea of the plantation and being sold by the dozen. But really what it is this idea of just sort of, yeah, trash talking each other. And so I took that concept of the dozens, and I wanted to flip it on its head and sort of aim it at these things which oppress us.
Casey Rocheteau is the author of the new book of poetry, The Dozen. It's published by Sibling Rivalry Press. She's also artist in residence at Inside Out Literary Arts in Detroit and the inaugural recipient of Write a House permanent residency in Detroit. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.